producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hope you guys had a great last couple days. We got a lot of work to do. Got some breaking news from NASA. They made an announcement. We'll talk about that, about Mars. I've talked about this before. I'm really not into astronomy and leaving Earth. I have absolutely no desire to leave Earth and, you know, wave goodbye to Earth and go to Mars. I know a lot of you guys think it'd be pretty, pretty cool to be out of space. A lot of you guys also want to know that there's life, you know, elsewhere, but I don't want to know. I really don't want to know. With the exception of watching Star Wars, I really don't care. But we'll talk about that. Trump has his new tax plan. We'll talk about that. Maybe it'll work. I don't know. I really don't know. I'm starting to get more and more confused by the whole presidential field. I really don't know what's going on. I'm thinking I'm going to just wait until next year, because you start to see something happen one week, and then the next week somebody else is ahead, and then somebody else is ahead, and somebody else says something, and somebody else is a CEO, but then you hear no, they're a CEO, but they weren't that good a CEO. They're like, yeah, it was a good CEO. I have no idea what's a good CEO or a bad CEO. I figured if they're a CEO, they got to be smart at something. So I'm kind of confused. But we'll hear Trump's tax plan. It's about time we hear something from somebody on what they're going to do and why it's going to get us out of the mess that we're in. Identity theft keeps rising. 1 in 14 Americans was a victim last year. Women, elderly people earning more than $75,000 a year, biggest targets. We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about aspirin is back in the news. Now, aspirin will double our chance of surviving cancer. If you thought it helped you out a little bit, it looks like it helps you out a lot of bit. So we're going to talk about that. There's also a groundbreaking medical study saying that medical research subjects who lie to the researchers can actually mess up the study results. I know. Duh. Wow. Breaking news. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. I had an awesome weekend. I had a great weekend. Football. You know, watched Bishop Gorman High School, my kids' high school, do pretty damn good with football. My son's JV, his team won also. Oh, my gosh, but I'm the worst mom. I am the worst mom. Okay, you know, I'm used to my kid not playing that much. And I'm also used to sitting on the sidelines giving commentary and talking. Well, so, you know, I didn't really see my son play, and I figured, oh, it's because the game was really close, you know. So they kept playing their first, second string. I get that. All right, so I'm sitting there talking, and I don't know. All of a sudden, at the end of the game, my baby's kind of walking strong, walking tall, looking good, and goes, you know, Mom, how did I do? Oh, baby, you always did good. You know, you're on the sideline. You showed, no, I played. You played? Yeah, how did I do? Okay, so I had a choice of lying to him, but I think he could already tell by my face that I didn't. I go, I was watching. He's like, yeah, I played. I was playing before. Really? Oh, I missed my baby play, and I was at the game, and I was staring at the field the whole time. Now, look, I don't want to be rude and tell all the moms around me to shut the hell up, but I guess maybe I have to do that because I didn't, I didn't watch my baby play. I guess my baby did good. So I was really, really happy about that. UNLV kicked butt. Okay, UNLV played a school that, and I think they won like 83-7. I've never seen a score like that from college football, so they definitely broke some records. So pretty happy with UNLV. Tony Sanchez coaching that. So it was a good football weekend except for the Cowboys. I don't know what the hell happened with the Cowboys. The great first quarter, second quarter. I don't know what the hell happened, but I had got ahead to the Falcons. They played pretty well. I'm just pretty ticked off. And then we saw the movie Everest. Okay, have any of you guys seen that movie Everest? Any of you guys thinking about wanting to climb Mount Everest? I would say watch the movie Everest first. I was actually planning to go next week to climb Mount Everest. And after seeing that movie, I think I'm going to take a rain check. I'm not going to ruin it for people, but, you got the mountain and you got people climbing up on the mountain, and they really accented the medical trials and tribulations that you get going up a mountain that high. Okay. And, they talked about how you need oxygen, and I guess, these mountain climbers walk around with oxygen masks, just like you would if you were, in the Air Force or, fighter pilot. You need oxygen at those high altitudes. So they were talking a lot about oxygen and how you need it so you don't go into cerebral edema, and they talked about how your body starts to die as you go up the mountain. You see, I kind of look at Mount Everest as like Tower of Babel. If God doesn't want you up there, near him, it's not going to happen. But I guess some people have made it. So I do not think the Lord wants me anywhere near close to his kingdom. So he's probably like, Jesus, just stay there. I'm like, I'm fine with it. I have no desire to go out of space. I have no desire to be at the tip of Mount Everest. Beautiful mountain, but I could see the movie. Very, very interesting thing that I've talked about on the show is how with hypothermia, when you really, really get cold, you start to get confused and you do things stupid. And so you'll see in the movie that some of these people do stupid things. Why? Because they're not thinking. They're confused. And it doesn't matter how much training you have. You could accidentally or just on purpose unhook yourself. A lot of times you start to feel hot right before you're about to die from hypothermia. A lot of people will start to rip off their clothes. They feel this prickly. They feel this heat. And they are so uncomfortable that they start ripping off their clothes, which unfortunately will accelerate the hypothermia. So they did a great job showing all that. It was kind of a depressing movie. And so I personally don't want to climb a mountain for a very, very long time. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. We'll be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we get a lot of questions, and here are some of the answers. Our products are naturally low in salt, a quarter of many others, at 677 per pound dehydrated weight, or 277 calories per dollar. We're one of the least expensive in the industry. Everything is non-GMO and MSG-free. We gladly make free substitutions. Most orders ship the next business day. $99 is our everyday price at both 800-700-2184 and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and we put a high value on your privacy, and we never use high-pressure sales. Everything is packaged and shipped from our plant in Southern Oregon. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184, 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Dolly, it's good. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, I guess NASA made a big, huge announcement, but I don't really know if I'm ready for it because I still don't know what the hell was going on with this whole super blood moon eclipse. They were talking about a red, bloody, super moon, lunar eclipse something. All I know is I got my period today. And so whatever the hell happened last night, it totally screwed up my whole cycle. But I guess a super moon is when the moon, I know, I'm looking outside. I'm like, oh my gosh, is it going to be like Tatooine? Super moon occurs when the moon is the closest part of its orbit to Earth. Okay? And then, there was an eclipse. So we had like a super moon plus an eclipse. And I guess it makes it look red because I think, and you guys may know more about this than I do, you got the sun, you got the earth, and then you got the moon behind the earth, right? Like Earth's tushy is like obscuring little baby moon. And so the sun and its reflections make it look all red. I don't know. Okay, again, I really would like my menstrual cycle back on track, please. So it made the moon look red. You could see it in North America. That's where I was yesterday. South America, West Africa, and Western Europe. Last time we saw this was back in 1982, and it's not going to come back till 2033. Good, because honestly, I hope I'm in menopause then. What year is it now? 2015? How old am I going to be? You always kind of look at that, God willing. 2033, so it's going to be, what, 19 years? No. No, not 19. No, no. 15 to 33. 18? So I carry the one, take the square root. 18 years older? I should definitely be in menopause by then. Good. Woo! All right, you can red moon all night long. I don't care. Okay, but astronomers are, I guess, debating on what the hell supermoon is. Okay, I guess there's no official scientific explanation. I thought it was just as close to Earth and whatever. Okay, so the supermoon, so Earth's satellite is near its minimum distance from our planet, and the moon appears 7 to 8% larger in the sky. This is according to BBC. The moon looks rust-colored, giving the nickname Blood Moon. It's because the Earth's atmosphere scatters the blue light more strongly than red light, and thus the red light reaches the lunar surface. Oh, is that what happens? During the eclipse, the moon lies in front of the stars of the constellation Pisces. What the hell? So, what the hell does that mean? I'm married to a Pisces. He was still grumpy yesterday. Nothing happened. In a total lunar eclipse, the Earth, Sun, and Moon... Oh, here we go. Yeah, see, it says the Earth, Sun, and Moon are almost exactly in line, and the Moon is on the opposite side of the Earth from the Sun. As the full Moon moves into our planet's shadow, it dims dramatically, but usually remains visible, lit by sunlight that passes through the Earth's atmosphere. As light travels through our planet's gaseous envelope, the green to violet portions get filtered out more than the red portion, and so that's why it looks kind of red. Observers on Earth may see a moon that is brick-colored, rusty, blood red, or sometimes dark gray, depending on terrestrial conditions. Yeah, we had a lot of terrestrials running around the place. I don't know what the hell happened. Dr. Robert Massey said it was incredibly beautiful. I was outside. I could see the red. My neighbor's like, I see gray. I'm like, well, I see red. He's like, I see gray. And I was like, are you colorblind? I mean, have you really been evaluated? Because I see, you know, I mean, that's an issue. Maybe you're just seeing grays. So I diagnosed somebody with, colorblindness. Supermoon occurs when a new or full moon coincides with the moon that's remaining. Minimum, did we talk about that? Has an elliptical orbit. Okay, here's some trivia for you. What is the elliptical orbit distance from Earth? 405,000 kilometers, anywhere from 405 to 363 kilometers. Thousand. Yeah, I'm still not going to remember that. So you had our supermoons. What's supposed to happen? I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, like I said, with the exception of messing up our periods, I don't really think it does anything. I mean, you know, it would be nice to protect us from asteroids that come and hit us. Okay, so what do we have from NASA? NASA's big earth-shattering news is that Mars has a flow of water. Mars shows strong signs of flowing water. Speaking of flow, again, I blame the supermoon. All right? Our quest on Mars has been to, quote, follow the water in our search for life in the universe, and now we have convincing science that validates what we've long suspected. I always thought there was water on Mars. NASA needs to hire me. This is a significant development as it appears to confirm that water, but it's briny, is flowing today on the surface of Mars. Good. That means we could colonize it. We got flowing water. Just bring a Brita filter with you and you should be fine. Isn't there like Berkey? Is a Berkey water filter? Yeah, use one of those. The discovery we're going to talk about today really is most exciting. I'd like to know why it's most exciting. Because it suggests that it would be possible for there to be life today on Mars. I'm not going. If you guys want to go, y'all could go. Researchers from Georgia Tech, led by doctoral candidate Luhendra Oha, use science tools aboard the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter, which has been circling Earth's neighbor, Mars, since 2006, to investigate streaks or recurring slope lineage. Speaking of streaks, just look at the underwear sitting on the floor of our house when I got to do laundry day and I'm picking all that up. They want to see streaks. Man, NASA should study. Okay, we'll go from there. Anyway, alright, so look at streaks that appear across parts of the planet during warm seasons, and then it disappears when it gets colder. They think the streaks are formed by salty water that comes and goes with the Martian seasons. The study was conducted from researchers by NASA. I guess they also used the University of Arizona, the Laboratory de Planetologie et Géodynamique de Nantes, and all sorts of other cool places. Alright. So would you guys ever live on Mars? This salty water, to me, you can make margarita. Maybe that's about it. I would not. I'm definitely not signing up for that one. Aren't they going to do a reality TV show of all these people that signed up to go to Mars and colonize? It's supposed to be some reality TV show that's going to be coming out. Anyway, that's nice. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, so... 1 in 14 Americans was victim to identity fraud last year. That's a lot. Okay? This is according to the Justice Department. Most victims had their bank or credit cards accessed by criminals. And 2/3 of the victims reported a financial loss, with 14% of them having to pay the cost out of their own pocket. And these crimes affected their work and their personal relationships, causing them severe emotional distress. Oh, I can't stand it. Somebody rips my credit card and then they start buying something. I got a call from some clothing store going, you know, did you really purchase $1,000 of clothes? I go, no. I mean, you know, I buy all my clothes at Target. No, and then I found out that somebody stole my credit card. It really stunk. It was like a while ago. Anyway, 17.6 million people. All right, 7% of U.S. residents age 16 or older experience at least one incident of identity theft. Of course, everything's electronic now. All right, this is 1 million more people than back in 2012. The most common type of identity theft was unauthorized misuse or attempted misuse of existing bank accounts. Most of the victims found out about it when their financial institution called them. 8.1 people experienced the unauthorized or attempted use of their bank accounts, such as checking or savings. 1.5 million were victims of other types of identity fraud, like telephone, online, insurance accounts, etc. How do you protect yourself? I don't know, man. I'm going back to cash. I am tired of giving everybody my credit card. People are taking pictures. Like gas. After I get my gas, I'll wait around for the receipt, and I'll make sure that the transaction is done, because I don't want somebody using my credit card to buy gas. By the way, whenever your wallet gets stolen, one of the first things people do is they go to a gas station and fill up with gas. I don't know why they do that. I think because it's easy to do. And you know, you take the card and all they ask for is the zip code. Well, if they stole your wallet, at, you know, and purse out of your driveway, and they know the zip code they're in right now, they could easily put the zip code in if they think that's where you get your mail, which is why always get your mail different from where you live. And, but, I mean, people know what your zip code is. So, I don't know, be careful out there, guys. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to VanishingCash.com. Again, that's VanishingCash.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Also breaking news today was Donald Trump's tax plan. Now, Donald Trump still stays in the lead, all right, with the GOP race. Then I would like to kind of know what these candidates are going to do in terms of our economy. In terms of health care, everybody kind of always says the same talking points. Oh, we're going to lower taxes. We're going to, okay, well, that's great, but how? How is all this going to work? So it's about time we're starting to, and I got to be honest, this is roughly where we start to get little flirtations with what their policy is. People have been giving Hillary Clinton a hard time because you aren't really hearing much about her policy. You really don't start hearing a lot of the policy initiatives till as we get closer to the year that the election is in. So when you're still about a year, you know, over a year away from the election, no, they're not going to, because they want to be current. They also don't want to give people a chance to, rag on them and criticize their plan. So here is Donald Trump's plan to cut taxes for millions. He says the middle class will definitely get a break from this one. He's going to lower the tax rate on all businesses to 15%. He says he's also going to change the way taxes is being done on companies' overseas earnings. Okay? He says no federal income tax is going to be levied against individuals making less than $25,000 a year and married couples earning less than $50,000. So if you earn $50,000 a year, no income tax at all whatsoever. The Trump campaign estimates that would reduce taxes to zero for 31 million households that currently pay at least some income tax. The highest individual income tax rate would not be 39.6 like it is now. It'll be 25%. So basically, everybody would win on this in the United States in terms of lowering the tax rate. Many middle-income households would have a lower tax rate, but high-income households generally pay income tax at much higher rates. His proposed across-the-board rate cut would have a positive impact on them, they say, according to Wall Street Journal. For example, they said when they looked at Jeb Bush's plan, taxing individual incomes at no more than 28% by the Business-Backed Tax Foundation found that the biggest percentage winners would be the after-tax income. That would be the top 1% of earners. So Trump's plan appears to be still taxing the wealthy, which is what the consensus wants, but not overtax them such that they try not to make cuts in their bottom line, which hurt employment and hurt the economy in other ways. So will this help? I mean, it's nice to say no income tax. It's very gutsy, a lot of cojones. I'd like to know where they're going to make that money up. You know, I mean, it bothers me a little bit in terms of saying that without understanding the implications. I know everybody's like, well, this is Donald Trump. He's a money guru. Is he? Is he really a money guru? I don't know. Okay? I mean, I know he was born into money, and I know he's been successful with many of his businesses, but again, I I know he probably, you know, knows more than the average administration that we currently have now, but again, I mean, does he really, really understand economics? Okay, so you have 31 million Americans not paying taxes, and even if he says, well, honestly, the money they're putting in isn't really enough to make a difference. There's still the idea of, all right, if you could show that your income is just under what it needs to be, you get off scot-free without paying taxes. I don't know if that is the type of incentivizing. We want people to work more, and we want people to work harder, and we want people to better their situation. I mean, the one thing we found out with the Obamacare rulings is companies under X amount of employees didn't have to get fined or pay the penalty. So you had a lot of people on the edge of 20 employees or the 30 employees, and they go, well, we'll just cut it right under one, so we're good. And then we don't get caught in that. You know, somebody making $55,000 a year, you know, may say, no, let me cut the hours back, let me whatever to be right under it. You know, that's why I really always like the flat tax all across the board. Okay, you're only making $20,000 a year. You are paying a hell of a lot less than somebody making $2 million a year. All right, it's a percentage. I mean, in biblical times, we had the tithe, 10%. Whether you were poor, you paid 10%. Whether you were rich, you paid 10%. And that 10% would vary. I personally think that's the best way to do it, but we'll see how this goes. It may get him elected. Again, remember, now he's doing damage control. try to get people to like him, especially since people look at him as the big, greedy, wealthy man. He wants to show that he's going to, you know, basically put an end to income tax. And he has to say it before Hillary does. And maybe that's what was going to happen. You know, but remember we were talking about how minimum wage was being raised? And some companies are like, we're going to pay our employees more. And I was like, yay, go good Walmart. Yay, good for these companies. But it's going to happen anyway. Minimum wage is going up anyway. So they might as well beat them to it. If we're getting wind that basically they're going to be doing away with income tax for people under a certain amount anyway, somebody might as well jump on it and get credit for it. And that could be what's happening also. Okay, so to pay for the proposed tax benefits, they said the Trump plan would eliminate or reduce deductions and loopholes to high-income taxpayers and would curb some deductions and other breaks for middle-class taxpayers by capping the level of individual deductions. Okay? Mr. Trump said that it would end the carried interest tax break, which allows many investment fund managers to pay lower taxes on much of their compensation. And a significant revenue gain would come from a one-time tax on overseas profits that would encourage U.S. multinational corporations to return an estimated $2.1 trillion in cash now sitting offshore, largely to avoid U.S. taxes. His proposal would impose a mandatory 10% tax on all of that money, even if the money stays overseas, but allows a few years for that tax to be paid. The Trump campaign estimates that many companies would choose to bring their money back home, boosting jobs and investment in the United States. Okay, I don't like the idea of penalizing, but I do like the idea of us encouraging job growth here. We've talked about this. As robots and machineries and computers are going to be taking over a lot of skilled work jobs, we need to figure out how to employ people. And when big companies are using, people in China, people in India, you know, and we're outsourcing so many of our jobs, that's going to be a problem. So I think to kind of incentivize people to do business here, I'm for. Mr. Trump would also, let me see here, impose an immediate tax on overseas earnings of American corporations. Currently, such tax payments can be deferred. So they think it would be revenue neutral. It will not raise, it will not lower federal revenues by the third year. Then, after the third year, it'll start adding revenue. They said with the tax plans release, Mr. Trump now is going to see if he can, I guess, appear as, yeah, you know, I'm here for middle class, low-income families. I'm here for you guys. So we'll see where that goes. I don't know. I mean, there's currently 7 rates. Individually, he wants to maybe bring that down to 4, a 0% tax rate, a 10%, a 20%, and a 25%. It would also exempt all married couples making $50,000 or less from the income tax, singles making $25,000 less. 10% income bracket or tax bracket would apply to incomes from $50,000 to $100,000 for a married couple. The current 10% bracket has a ceiling of $18,450. The new 25% top bracket would apply to married couples whose incomes are greater than $300,000 combined. So, currently they pay 39.6%, so that would knock down to 25%. So we'll see. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook the Dr. Dahlia Show. This is interesting. Brian writes, each year I do my lab work for my doctor, and I receive a call 2 weeks later from a nurse telling me to drink less. I guess my results are off slightly, and it's due to drinking alcohol. Here's the thing. I don't drink alcohol. When I call to inquire more specifics, no one calls me back. So I ignore it until the next year when they call and tell me to stop drinking again. It's hilarious. He writes, it's hilarious. Okay, so basically he wants to know why somebody would tell him to quit drinking alcohol. What would be in his blood work results to make it look like he's drinking alcohol, even though he's not drinking alcohol, and then what could it be? Very valid question. Okay, first and foremost, I would say make an appointment with the doctor. Okay, you can't be calling the staff and nurses for your results and expect a full-on interpretation. I'm not saying I'm blaming you, but this is the problem people have. They do a test, they expect a call back, and I understand it's expensive to keep going to the doctor. You got to take off work. I get that, all right? And not to mention copays and deductibles. But this is the problem. You know, one of the reasons why my email is so busy, it isn't because of my patients, because my patients, we don't really have an email process because, you know, I get a lot of my mail goes to junk. We have so many emails. How do I know which is my patient and which isn't? So, and I tell my patients, come and see me for your results. Okay? We'll sit down, we'll go through them, and then I'll tell you what's going on, and I'll get a little bit more history to find out what's going on. But a lot of you are not getting call back from your doctor. So you're either getting a hold of your blood results or you're giving me pieces of information that they gave you over the phone. And, I mean, you're right to get that looked at. Okay, don't get a whole bunch of blood work done and not get the results. And if you can't get in with your doctor, that really, really stinks. I hope you do. So first and foremost, avoid any of this by. Also, before you leave doing the blood work, tell the doctor, look, okay, I never get a call back, or when I do, it's very cryptic. Can I follow up with you for the results, please? All right, you know, and if he says, no, I'm too busy, then go, how the hell do I find out my results? But always make sure you have some one-on-one with that medical provider so that you understand what's going on. So somebody calls and says to cut back on alcohol. The first thing I would think, even though it's not the only thing going on, the first thing I would think is probably some of your liver enzymes were elevated. Your liver enzymes, your liver has cells, hepatocytes, okay? These liver enzymes will a lot of times be released when the liver cell breaks down and dies. And skin cells die, you know, muscle cells die, liver cells die. They do. You know, they grow. They live an X amount of time, and then they die. That's what happens. So you have circulating liver enzymes. But when the enzyme level is a little bit elevated, we now need to figure out what the hell is going on. So one is, do you have something irritating the liver? Something is irritating the liver, irritating those cells. You may have a release of the enzymes or more production of them. So let's say you are infected with hepatitis, okay? Just hypothetically. Your liver enzymes would be high. Let's say you're infected with mono, a virus. That could sometimes elevate the liver enzymes. Let's say you take a medication, and that medication affects the labs of a pharmaceutical or idiopathic drug-induced hepatitis, we call it. And then it could be a medication. Maybe it's your cholesterol medication. Maybe it's your antifungal medication. Maybe it's a medication you're using for your toenail fungus or fingernail fungus. So some of those medications, Tylenol, could irritate the liver. So it could be that. Of course, alcohol could irritate the liver. Okay? Alcoholic hepatitis. Maybe you're drinking something. Maybe you're drinking, if you did drink alcohol. Alcohol can sometimes bother the liver. Sometimes I'll get a real severe alcoholic come in, do their blood work, and he's like, how did my liver enzymes look? I go, well, your liver enzymes came normal. Yay, see, so I didn't damage my liver. But then I'm like, hold the phone. Sometimes when you damage your liver so badly, and that liver is cirrhosed, and a lot of the cells are scarred, now you have X amount of cells producing liver enzymes. Your level being normal could be a sign that much of your liver isn't working. You get that? Your liver is so far cirrhosed and scarred from alcohol that you don't have the ability to make high liver enzymes. One of you came in going, look, my doctor said the high liver enzymes mean my liver's working and I'm healthy. Well, yeah, but we still don't want you to have high liver enzymes. So it's one of those things where we got to watch and we have to, you know, observe and keep an eye on you. Sometimes you can have something called hereditary hemochromatosis. You carry a gene that allows you to deposit more iron in your tissues if you wanted to. Save up on it. I personally wouldn't want that. And sometimes that can irritate the liver. So I run a screening ferritin level in addition to a hepatitis test to see if you have high iron. That could be an issue. That could affect or the tendency towards depositing iron. That could be an issue for the liver. Trauma could be an issue, you know, to the liver. Sometimes exercising, working out a lot. Some of you guys work out a lot, and then your liver enzymes are high. That could be pretty scary. And then obstruction. Okay, your liver needs to flow, okay? Just like the water on Mars, they're saying, okay? It needs to flow. It makes bile. That bile needs to be secreted, stored in a gallbladder for when your body needs it. So things need to be movable. They need to be liquid, okay? Just like your assets. You want some of them liquid. So you now have a gallstone that starts to obstruct, okay? And that gallstone could cause backflow, back pressure. That could irritate the liver. You could have a tumor somewhere in your biliary tract, and that could cause that. And I don't want to freak everybody out because high liver enzymes, most of the time, is fatty deposits. You get some fat depositing around your liver, especially your diabetics. You start to deposit fat around the organs, and that could irritate the liver. So fatty liver, yes, it's caused by alcohol, but it's also caused by high sugar, and it's just caused by too much fat. So my suggestion is, now that's just liver, okay? I'm assuming if the nurse called and said to drink less, that's what it is, less alcohol. But there could be another thing going on. Sometimes you could have in your blood cells macrocytosis. Your blood cells could look enlarged, look a little swollen. That's a sign of you drinking too much alcohol. So I would say find out what exactly they're talking about and get it evaluated, but let them know you don't drink, okay? You don't drink alcohol, so now what? And if you don't get an answer back, you got to make an appointment with the doctor. A lot of you guys I'm noticing, and not your fault, is your insurance is very, very expensive. You have high deductible, high copay. However, you get one physical year. And that one physical year is a freebie. And you don't have to pay anything out of pocket. Okay, that's awesome. So what a lot of you are doing, and again, I'm not criticizing, but this is a matter of fact here. What a lot of you guys are doing is going for that one visit, that one freebie visit, and then you don't follow up because you're going to have to pay out of pocket. And that's exactly what the insurance wants. They want you to be so scared to go back because, and for follow-ups, et cetera, that you don't. So now you're relying on the doctor's office to do everything on the phone so you don't have to go back and pay. I get that. I do. But then you may be running into problems like this where you're really not getting the answers you need. Well, Dr. Dahlia, Dr. Joe does a full physical on me. It should include in that, him being on the phone. No, it doesn't. Okay? It doesn't include Dr. Joe calling you after hours. He can't call you during hours because he's busy with patients. So, no, it does not include him giving you a personal phone call. It used to, maybe, years ago when doctors made decent money. Yeah, I remember being at work till 9, 10 o'clock at night calling you guys back personally. But these days, no. Okay? Does it include a off-the-cuff consult and continued follow-up for a year without coming in? No, it doesn't include that. Now, some of your doctors are charging you $1,500 to $2,000 a year, and you're getting that. But for that freebie physical that the insurance is paying the doctor for, it doesn't cover it. So you're going to have to make a follow-up. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.